We continue our learning with the Nishmas David ben Menachem, Shem Yaakov, and Pinchas Eliyahu. We are in Gittin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Zayin. Hareze Gitechem lo vasi mikan ba'ad shloshim yom. The husband gives his wife a get and says, this is going to be your get if I don't return within 30 days. But the Mishnah adds something. This husband is traveling, after he gives his wife this get, he's traveling from Yehuda, south of Israel, Lagolil, to the north of Israel. And that, Bar Tanur points out from the Gemara Daf Ayin Vav Mebeis, is really part of the stipulation. There's really a double Tanai here. What he's saying here is that, number one, if I reach Galil, then this get will take effect. You are divorced, even if I return within 30 days. And but if I don't reach Galil, then the get will take effect if I don't return within 30 days. So one or the other, meaning the get will take effect if he doesn't return within 30 days, and the get will take effect if he reaches Galil. And then the get will take effect, and that would be even if I came back within 30 days. The get will take effect right away because I reached Galil. So the Mishnah now says, Higia la Antipatros, v'chazar. He arrived at the town of Antipatros, which is part of Yehuda. It's on the border with Galil, but still part of Yehuda, the south of Israel. V'chazar, and he returned. So he returned within 30 days, and he never reached Galil. So batel tano, so therefore the get is not effective, because he didn't fulfill any of those of the tanoim. Then the Mishnah says the opposite direction. Here's someone, he gives his wife a get and says, this will be your get if I don't arrive within 30 days, if I don't come back within 30 days, and he's traveling from north to south, Galil to Yehuda. And so therefore, and that's one of the conditions, which means if he arrives at Yehuda, then the get is a get right away, and even if he comes back within 30 days, they are divorced. But v'yigel kvar osnai v'chazar. He reached kvar osnai, which is a border city with Yehuda, but it's still part of Galil. So he never officially reached Yehuda. So he didn't fulfill that part of the tanai. And v'chazar, he came back within 30 days. So he didn't fail that other part. He didn't fill the other possibility that we give that would make the get effective. So batel tano. So none of the conditions that would make the get effective have been fulfilled, and therefore the get is not effective. How about the following case? Harei zegi techem lo vasi mikanat shloshim yom. This is also part of the condition, which means he says, if I don't come back within 30 days, this will be a get. But he also built in that, and by the way, if I reach Medinas Hayam, Chutz La'aretz, that's what it means, overseas, he reaches Chutz La'aretz, the get will be a get, will be effective right away, even if I come back within 30 days. The Gila Akko, the Chazar, he arrived at Akko and then he returned. So says the Mishnah, but tell to know, the get is not effective. Number one, because he came back within 30 days. And number two, because he didn't reach Chutz La'aretz, he didn't reach Medina Hashem, he's still in Akko. And it's true, we learned in the beginning of the Masech that the someone who's coming from Akko, delivering a get, will have to say the words, b'fananichtam, b'fananachtam, as if he's coming from Chutz La'aretz. That's with respect to the laws of delivering a get. But Akko officially is part of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore this person has not reached Chutz La'aretz, and therefore he didn't fill that Tanai. So therefore the get won't be effective on that basis, and he came back within 30 days, so the get won't be effective on that basis, and therefore the batel tano. Then the Mishnah says, Hareze gitech kolz man she'evor mi kineged panayach shloshim yom. He have a husband who said, this get will take effect if I have separated, literally means I'm keneged panach, evor mi keneged panach. I'm not, I pass by from within your presence, from your face, which means I won't be in your presence for 30 days. If I'm not in your presence for 30 days, then the get will take effect. But then the Mishnah says, he's coming back and forth. So right away, we see he didn't have 30 consecutive days that he didn't see her. And he's holech uva, he's coming back here and there. But what if, let's say after he's holech uva, then let's say he did that for a few weeks, and then after those few weeks where he's coming back and forth, he actually left for 30 full days, 30 consecutive days. So the Mishnah here says, then the get is going to be a get. Hoil v'lonis yached ima, since he didn't have yichud with her, hareze get, the get is effective. What is this coming to teach us? After all, he did have 30 consecutive days, so he fulfilled the Tanai, and therefore the get should be a get. But it's not so simple. Since he was hayoho lechuva, he was coming back and forth, maybe his return was to appease her, and he really wanted to nullify the get. Maybe we should say that the whole get is null, the whole Tanai is null and void, the whole get is ineffective. Why? Because the fact that he came back and forth at the beginning shows that he didn't want the get to take effect. So the fact that now there are going to be 30 subsequent consecutive days subsequently, we should ignore that because he basically came back and forth. Obviously, he was there to appease her. So the answer is no. Since they never had yichud, says the Mishnah, hareze get, the get is going to be effective. Perek Zayin Mishnah Ches. Hareze gitech im lobas mikan va'ad shrei masar chodesh, umes besoch shrei masar chodesh, eino get. He have a husband who said to his wife, behold, this is your get if I don't return within 12 months. So I'm giving you the get right now. If I'm not back within 12 months, then the get is going to be effective. And what happened? Umes besoch shrei masar chodesh. He died within those 12 months. So that's not a get, ain't no get. Why? Because he didn't say, hareze gitech me'achshav, remember. You have to say the almanas, or me'achshav, or me'hayom if you want the get to take effect retroactively. So he didn't want the get to take effect retroactively because he didn't say me'achshav. It must be that he wanted the get to take effect. If I don't come back within 12 months, the get should take effect after 12 months. Well, if he died within 12 months, so then ain't get la'achar misa. The get can't take effect at this point because it would only take effect after 12 months. Had he said me'achshav, so then we could argue retroactively it can take effect from the moment he gave it to him. Then the Mishnah says, "Hare." That's what the Mishnah says now. Hare zegitech me'achshav im lo bas mikav nat shrei masar chodesh umeis b'soch shrei masar chodesh. But if he said, "Behold, this is your get from now. If I don't return within 12 months, and well, he died. He didn't return within 12 months, but 12 months." But he died within that amount of time. So here he wants to get, this is not a get that's taking effect achar misa, after the 12 months is over. This is a get that if he doesn't come back within 12 months, that will take effect retroactively. And guess what? Since he died, he's certainly not come back within 12 months, and therefore the get is chal. This get is going to be chal. Whether or not we have to wait till 12 months are over, that's a debate. But either way, certainly after the 12 months, she is going to be divorced, and we don't say, ain't get lachar misa, because since he said me'achshav, it works retroactively from the time that he was alive and gave her the get. So once again, hareze gitech me'achshav im lo basi mikan ha'shrei masar chodesh umeis besoch shrei masar chodesh, hareze get, the get is chal retroactively, and therefore it is effective.